Well, my name's Olivia Burleson. I'm from Winfield, Alabama. It's about an hour and 15 minutes north of here, northwest. My major is elementary education, and I'm classified as a junior, kind of off, but I will graduate in fall of 2023.
What made you want to run for homecoming queen?
Besides like all the glamour, I could say that comes with it. It was really a way for me to get myself out there because I am a transfer student and I haven't gone here for the whole 4 years. And it was just a way for me to shed light to that and show that just because you don't go here for the 4 years doesn't mean you can't be involved in the student life. And also a way to promote things that I'm passionate about and my education program.
What are some of the ways that you've been able to get involved with student life? I know you mentioned that.
Well, I've been able to actually, me and another candidate, we hosted a book drive from the quad, and we got some books for this organization in Tuscaloosa called The House. And we collected children's books and young adult novels. And then just going around and collecting things and kind of bringing awareness to my platform, which is invisible disabilities. And then I'm also involved in a transfer honor society. And it's Tau Sigma, and I'm actually the vice president of that. You know, we host little events for students, transfer students, and like we're having a pumpkin painting next week, and then we're hosting a like kind of a Thanksgiving dinner drive at some point in November. So just a way to give back and then also be involved in the UA community.
What has been your experience so far just with the election process, the new election process? How has it felt?
It's actually been really, really smooth. I went into this just being thankful to have this opportunity, and even being elected on court was like a very it was a bit of a surprise because, like I said, you know, I'm not in a sorority. I'm not I haven't been here for the 4 years, and it just felt good to feel appreciated for being in different things. Not just all the Greek life and everything. It's been really, really smooth, and I've made a lot of friends. All the candidates are so sweet, they're so great, and it's given me a way to connect to people that I wouldn't have been able to.
If you were to give any sort of advice for the homecoming team as they continue to refine their election process or consider the election process in the coming years, is there anything that you'd want to say to them?
Maybe advertising it more for people that feel like they couldn't normally run, because it was mentioned to me that it was different that I am a transfer student. And so just getting that out there so that others know that they're eligible and that they can also be involved and have a way to spread awareness about things that they're passionate about.
What do you think the homecoming queen should represent for the university?
I think she should represent equity. Passion for her school and whatever she is majoring in, inclusion for sure. Because for me, coming from such a small town, the UA has provided me a plethora of different cultures and ethnicities and backgrounds with people that I wouldn't have been able to connect to. And just promoting, you know, involvement and giving back to their community.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming to talk to us, coming to talk to WVUA. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you.